7 past 10. Good to have your company. Now, this is not good news. I want to talk about racism in Australia in a moment, but we've just been told there's been another shooting in Epping. 9 News crime reporter Lana Murphy is on the scene. She joins us now. Lana, good morning to you.
Hi, Tom.
So what's happened?
I'm standing outside a house in Broadleaf Drive in Epping. This morning, multiple rounds of bullets were fired into this property. Right now, I'm looking at the drive, the garage door. There's 8 bullet holes in that garage door and 2 bullet holes in a car.
Okay. Anybody hurt?
No one was hurt at this point. It was just the property in the building that was damaged. But, Tom, I would like to tell you that I've just confirmed with police that this property is linked to a man who was bailed over a separate shooting on June 14. So you may remember a couple of weeks ago there was a house in Pasco Vale. There was a shootout there in the street involving an SKS assault rifle. An 18-year-old man who was accused of using that assault rifle, he was arrested and charged. He was bailed last week, and I can tell you that he lives here.
And some of the other shootings recently, which the Herald Sun has been covering, are linked to sort of bikie warfare. Is this anything to do with that, do we think?
At this point, police believe they're quite separate warring gangs. So we're talking about a group of younger Middle Eastern organised crime groups. They don't, at this point, believe that it's linked to any of the bikie, the Mongol drama that we've seen unfold. They're not treating this as linked to the Abdul Rahim shooting from Saturday.
All right, thanks, Lana Murphy. And you'll see more about that on 9 News at 6 o'clock tonight.